On Capitol Hill, the Senate is in the midst of a wide-ranging debate on prescription drugs. Last week, members focused on the price of medicines. This week comes a showdown on whether and how to add drug coverage to the Medicare program. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The debate got off to a rocky start. Republicans delayed action for a full day, complaining that Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle set up the process to fail. In particular, Minority Leader Trent Lott complained about the requirement that any proposal to create a Medicare drug benefit get 60 votes instead of a simple majority.
Unfortunately, Senator Daschle is bringing this up in a way that is sort of mutually assured destruction that will produce an issue, unfortunately, and not a result.
But Daschle denied that was his intent, and he said he'll keep the bill on the floor until the Senate passes a Medicare benefit.
We are going to pass prescription drug legislation. If we don't do it in 2 weeks, we'll do it in three. If we don't do it in three, we'll do it in four. If we don't do it in four, we'll do it in five. But we will do it because it's that important.
At issue are two competing proposals. The Democrats' plan would make drugs a benefit under Medicare itself, just like doctor or hospital care. Beneficiaries would pay a premium starting at $25 a month and would pay $10 for generic drugs and either $40 or $60 for brand-name medicines. Florida Democrat Bob Graham, the plan's principal author, says making drug coverage part of Medicare is what seniors want.
We must use a delivery system that seniors can rely upon. It must be a tried and true system, not an untested scheme that will turn older Americans into laboratory animals to be experimented upon.
That's a dig at the competing proposal. It's backed by Republicans, Democrats, and Vermont Independent Jim Jeffords. The plan starts out with a slightly lower premium, estimated at $24 a month, but it has a less generous benefit. It would pay half of drug costs up to $3,450, but then seniors would have to pay all their bills unless they consume $5,300 worth of drugs. After that, the plan would pay 90% of costs for the rest of the year. Iowa Republican Charles Grassley, the lead sponsor of the proposal, says his plan's benefit is smaller because the plan is more fiscally responsible.
The Democrat plan is overly bureaucratic and excessively generous. That plan does nothing to curtail or even slow skyrocketing prescription drug costs. That's why it's essential that any new prescription drug benefit contain cost management controls that moderate growth in price.
Drug prices, in fact, are what the Senate spent most of last week debating. The bill that's technically under consideration on the Senate floor would make it more difficult for brand-name drug makers to delay generic competition. On Thursday, the Congressional Budget Office said the generic bill could lower drug prices by $60 billion over the next decade. But that's not the only cost issue senators considered. They also voted to allow U.S. pharmacists and consumers to import drugs from Canada, where prices are often half what they are in the States. And after a heated debate, senators voted to let states expand the number of people eligible for discounts drug makers are required to provide to the Medicaid program for the poor. Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow wrote the proposal.
If you vote no, you're saying the only people that don't deserve a discount from retail are uninsured seniors and families.
But Assistant Minority Leader Don Nichols said the amendment could do more harm than good.
So the very people we think we're trying to help, whoa, wait a minute, we're not helping Medicaid people, we're hurting Medicaid people because they're going to have to pay more for their drugs. They're going to lose their discount. This discount's going to be spread out amongst a lot of other people.
The next big event in the debate comes on Tuesday when the Senate votes on the dueling Medicare plans. Neither is expected to garner the needed 60 votes. But only after both fail, say Senate leaders, can lawmakers start seriously discussing a compromise. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.